Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear again from Glenn Moritz and Tamar Macklin in Kirksville. Their organization, AM Housing, which is named after and inspired by Glenn's son Andrew, who passed away from cancer, is working to open a homeless shelter in town. They said that they have come up against some obstacles while trying to open this shelter, so this week they spoke about how they are working to spread awareness and what they want their shelter to look like once they open their doors. Here's Tamar.
I mean, we've really been hitting these streets hard, trying to get the idea out there and trying to get more people involved and more people on board with this shelter coming into fruition. The shelter itself is the idea of the shelter is a place where people can come, emergency shelter, and maybe some rehabilitation as far as trying to help them find job, or if they aren't ready yet or quite at the job, trying to find the resource that can help them get to a stable place, whether that be mental health, whether that be substance abuse, and getting them in contact with those resources and getting them into those places. And then once they get out of those places, they can come back and then we can help them get a job. Maybe if they stay in our facility for 30, 60, 90, maybe 120. And hopefully during that time, they've got themselves a job. They've stayed in our place for a little while. We're kind of getting eyes on them, getting them back into, you know, being more comfortable with themselves, being able to pay their bills, and then maybe transition out into the community and be able to get their own apartment and have some more success and be a more productive member of society and help themselves out, you know, a helping hand extending. And we've had other people, other organizations in Kirksville that have come out that had said, you know, they're behind us and they want to help out, and whatever we can do to help, they would be more than willing to help us out. And we're trying to establish more resources and more people coming to the table to try and make this a big thing to where we can keep it, get it up and get it going. And we're right there.
It's all focused around rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. It's not just emergency type housing or a mission oriented, but I'm happy to say that early on in this venture, I visited the Boonville shelter. I think it's been almost a year ago I visited there, and I really, really appreciate and like the model that they have. It seems very, very organized and orderly, where they have separate sections for the men and women, and they have a family area. And they do give emergency housing, but they're very stringent on requiring folks to get out there and find a job and allow them to be housed there for a while longer until they're able to assist with their housing. So that's really exactly the model we want to follow.
Yeah, it's a pretty good model. With that being said, we're just hoping that we're at a pretty interesting point in this whole process where, you know, they're like, if they build it, you know, they will come.
That was Tamar Macklin and Glenn Moritz speaking about the homeless shelter they are working to open in Kirksville. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.